From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
The Crazy Boys are back. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford right here in my hometown, Montreal.
Good morning. Coming to you from Montreal. Right now, we're in the office of the mayor, Gerald Tremblay, who joins us to begin the show this morning on Travel World and to invite Travel World listeners to experience this great city. Welcome to Travel World.
Welcome, and I'm very happy that you're in Montreal. I have a good feeling we're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, fun is the name of the game, and not just on Travel World, but it symbolizes Montreal. People come to Montreal for business and pleasure and enjoy every minute of it.
It's a city with, I would qualify it with European charm, but with a North American style.
Oh, yeah. You can get anything and everything here, and people are just so friendly. I think that is one of the hallmarks, the trademarks that people come away with when they come to Montreal. Is how helpful and friendly people are.
Yeah, we're friendly, but we're also very pleasant. We're warm people. It's a human city, but most of all, it's an affordable city. With the American dollar, you can come to Montreal and have a lot of fun at a reasonable price.
And easily accessible, because the majority of our listeners are along the East Coast, and within a few hours' drive or a few hours' flight, hey, you're here, you can come up Thursday, Friday, make a long weekend getaway, and particularly the history that abounds in the city. A great place for a romantic getaway as well.
Yeah, and when you're saying accessible, once you're here, then you can park your car, and we have public transportation, we have a subway, we have an underground city, it's very secure, we have nightlife, and we have all the cycling paths, and as a result of that, I think that when Americans come here, they can really enjoy the city without any stress, they don't have to drive, they can just walk around, and if it rains a little bit, underground, and as a result of that, then you have a pleasant stay in Montreal.
Well, there's a little of everything here in Montreal for anybody. I mean, we even have a public beach available at even the Notre Dame Island and also St. Helens Island. You have the Six Flags Amusement Park, La Ronde, which was built as originally the Expo 67. We had the World's Fair here. So if you want also a nice place where you can do weight rollerblading, we got a track that goes all the way from Old Montreal all the way down to the West Island.
Oh, yeah, there's something for, you're looking for outdoor activities. We're talking about the beach, we talk about the amusement park. That's just minutes from downtown. You can see them from downtown.
Yeah, but most of all, if you're at the beach or if at the park or if you're at Raon, then you can enjoy our fireworks. For 18 years, we have an international event that attracts a million of people that have been really looking at it. We're over 2.4 million people per year come. So there's a lot of activities around these main sites. It's the same thing if you go in the old port of Montreal. It's the same thing if you go in the older part of Montreal. We've been instrumental in building what we call a competitive advantage because we have cultural capital. You know, David Florida put in place the Bohemian Index, and there's three major cities in the world where cultural capital is very important. And there's New York, there's San Francisco, but there's Montreal. And as a result of that, if you want to enjoy our arts and museum, you come to Montreal. If you want to enjoy our festivals, we have international festivals like the Jazz Festival. It was amazing because it was introduced 25 years ago. We're celebrating that. And the same thing with Just for Laughs. I was introducing people a couple of days ago, and it was done in French and in English because people speak French and English. We have 125 ethnocultural communities. So if you happen to come to Montreal on a weekend, you'll see a Jewish festival, you'll see Jamaican days, you'll see African nights, you'll see the United Irish Society Parade, you'll see the Quebec days, the Canada Day, you'll see diversity, you'll see the Greek festivals, you'll like last weekend, we had the dragon boat race. Thus, that's a Chinese community. Thus, it's amazing because you come to Montreal and over and above the warmth of Montreal and the friendliness of people, you can share the investments that we've put forward for the past 20 years. And people, when they come to Montreal, we have 1.5 million Americans, most of them coming from Northeast America, that come to Montreal and they spend money, but they get a good return on that investment.
Well, it's great value here in Montreal. And I think all the things that you've mentioned so far touch on the one defining characteristic of a Montrealer that I can say above all else is the joy of living, joie de vivre, as we put it here. A Montrealer typically in his heart or her heart is, we want to have fun in life. We want to enjoy ourselves. And the city is set up to be one of the places where you can get the maximum enjoyment possible. We have everything. Within an hour of Montreal, you can have anything you could possibly want.
Yeah, and we can do that because we have a lot of tourists that come to Montreal, and a lot of American tourists. For us, we were instrumental on building on that investment from our American friends that come to Montreal. The same way that when September 11th events happened, we said we love New York. And I think the Americans are saying we also love Montreal. And we have everything that I mentioned, but also we have international sports activities. Like when we have the Grand Prix, we see a lot of American people that are coming from the United States to Montreal. The Molson Indy. Tennis Canada is also another international event. We have a chance. I was amazed because I introduced, for example, Céline Dion recently. She's an international diva. And a lot of people were coming from Boston and coming from the Maine and the North, North Hampshire and coming to Montreal and saying, this is the only occasion that we have to see her and touch her. And we're instrumental in doing that. And we just won the Grey Cup with our football team, the Alouettes. We have the Montreal Expos and we have Le Cirque du Soleil, and we have an international event presently now. We've been building it for 4 years. It's called Mosaïque Culture. You take flowers and plants. They're on a structural
sort of a metal structure.
Exactly.
That they're built around.
Yeah. Exactly, a metal structure. We have 70 cities throughout the world, 35 countries. We've been building this, and now we're losing it. We're losing it because it's so important now that in 2 years it's going to Shanghai, and in another 2 years it's going to Boston. Now, it might never come back to Montreal, but we're so proud of having building that special expertise that now we're exporting throughout the world.
Well, it's just like Cirque du Soleil you mentioned, because they have a Zoom show, which is now premiering in Las Vegas, and that is originated in Montreal. And the whole point behind Cirque du Soleil from the very beginning, it's a circus involving people, no animal acts. It's a completely human show.
And that's for the Cirque du Soleil, but they also built a special complex with an immense stage for Céline Dion. And because she's using it 150 days a week only now, a year, I'm sorry, they're asking Elton John now. So they're going to be sharing Elton John with Céline Dion. So this is exactly what we're trying to build, is an image that we can export throughout the world. That's our branding, what we call our cultural capital. People were always in the past talking about financial capital, how it's important. Knowledge capital is also very important. But we realized in Montreal that if we can put all our talents together, because Montreal is a metropolis of innovation, of knowledge that's open on the world, and our best satisfaction is not for us to tell that it's interesting, but at having the Americans coming on a weekend, spending 48 hours in Montreal, and really going back, and with the help of Travel World, to say, listen, this is a fantastic city. This is where you should come, because you will have a lot of fun, once again, at a reasonable and affordable investment for a weekend.
Oh, it's the fun that is the key aspect.
You're right about that, Steve. Montreal is an incredibly fun place to be, great place to visit. We invite every listener of the Travel World Radio Show, along with Mayor Tremblay, to come visit us up here in what I call Canada's greatest city. We're having so much fun today right here at the Sofitel Hotel at the corner of Sherbrooke Street and Stanley, right here in Montreal. Stay tuned for the break on the Cab Radio Network. This is the Travel World Radio Show. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus, along with Stephen Pickford, at the Sofitel Hotel right here in downtown Montreal. And we're in conversation with Montreal Mayor Gerald Tremblay, and we're discussing the finer points of Montreal. And what are some of the other things that we'd like to discuss, Steve?
One of the things we also like to stress is for people to visit the other parts of the island of Montreal, because now it's all one city, and we love to just drive around to some of the other communities and neighborhoods, and you're not just confined to the city core. I mean, you head out to the West Island where our studio is based, and there's history and there's restaurants and nature park at Bois de Lies and Cap Saint-Jacques. There is something in pretty well every corner of the city. We go to lots of cities and all of the attractions are covered in four blocks, but Montreal has them spread out over a number of miles, no matter what you feel like doing.
And to make sure people would really appreciate it, you don't go by car. We've invested a lot in our green spaces, in our blue spaces, and now we have cycling paths. We just invested $10.8 million to link all the cycling paths throughout the island of Montreal. So one day you can leave on your bicycle, no problem. Enjoy the weather. It's always nice in Montreal, by the way. And there's always sunny. It's always sunny. And even if it's raining a little bit, you just cycle throughout the island of Montreal, and you can stop when you want. It's really something special. We were with the federal government. We worked very hard. We invested over $50 million to open the Lachine Canal, which was the pride of Montreal decades ago. But today now you can also travel around the Lachine Canal, which is very, very important. And you were talking a little bit about another one major activity. You might meet Sharon Stone. You might see other international actors or actresses that you would never see, because Montreal has been instrumental in building a productions outlet. Now, where we're sitting here, in a couple of months, The Aviator, the film on Howard Hughes, will be part of it, will be a film
shot here in Montreal.
Not only in Montreal, in City Hall. In City Hall, because the main building of City Hall looks exactly the same way of the building where Howard Hughes was in Minneapolis. As a result of that, now we're seeing more and more international actors and actresses in Montreal. And this, you can walk on the street just beside them and talk to them. And it's really something that you will enjoy. It happens. I remember once I was in Paris, and I was walking on the Chemin de Saint-Honoré, and I met, and I was surprised. I was at that time a student, but when you come to Montreal, it's so pleasant, it's so secure. It's like us politicians, we can walk throughout the city, and people are not aggressive. People are really, it's a warm hospitality, and you have a mixture of all the cultures that really enhance the value of Montreal and also the value of your presence, because if we're able of diversifying our sources of attraction, it's because we have 1.5 million Americans that make the choice to come to Montreal, like you have, I wouldn't say, millions, not millions, but a similar number of Canadians and Montrealers that go to the United States. The mayor of Plattsburgh, for example, loves Montreal. He's always here. Every time we have a major event, he comes to Montreal. So he really appreciates this. And when we talk about the expos, he wants the expos to stay in Montreal, because he's saying, listen, we come from the United States, from Vermont, from New Hampshire, from Massachusetts, and we come from Plattsburgh, New York, and we want to see the expos. So we're having good discussions with our American
friends. When I was talking a few years ago with former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, now presidential candidate Howard Dean, and he knew more about restaurants and back alleys and shops in Montreal. He was saying, well, about this restaurant and along Duluth and this restaurant on Prince Arthur, and that's that whole area, an element of Americans connecting with Montreal and making it their own and really enjoying to get here.
And it's very typical, because we always think that it's nicer on the other side of the border. And sometimes we don't take enough times as Montrealers, Quebecers, and Canadians to appreciate what we have. We appreciate a lot what the Americans have. And this is very, what the point you're making is so important, because now the recognition is coming from the Americans. And the fact that so many Americans come here, it awakens Montrealers and saying, listen, how come they're all here? Is there something I did not see? And now they're appreciating more and more Montreal. That's what we call synergy and a critical mass. So it means that united, we will stand. And as long as we do that, even if sometimes there's a little problems, like in Toronto had a problem with SARS, the acute respiratory syndrome. And as a result of that, we kept with Toronto. We said, if Toronto is prosperous, Montreal will be prosperous. It's not because there's difficult times, like September 11, for example. We were there in New York. We said we love New York, and we will go back on a regular basis. And now what we're trying to do is link these destinations by public transportation, like a commuter train that will do it rapidly. So I think that the future is by people that share the same values, the same aspirations, and are going to stay together in difficult times, but also enjoy what we can share together. And this is the most important recognition in life, is that, yes, we can create wealth around us, but what's most important is try to share it with as many people as possible. And this is what Montreal offers to Americans.
Mayor Tremblay, thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show.